The paradox of choice. We think more is better, but it could actually be worse. In the financial services sector, there are thousands of products out there, literally thousands, different credit cards, mutual funds, mortgages, you name it, all that. And now there are almost 1,000 comparison websites to help us choose. Okay, not 1,000, but lots and lots. One of them is called Hard Bacon. It has a bunch of other things. It's also got a spending tracker app and an investing app and an app that will control your thermostat in your house. Okay, I'm kidding. It doesn't really do that, but it does lots of things. Julien Bro is here to tell us how Hard Bacon works. He joins us from Montreal. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
What was the first thing that you focused on at Hard Bacon? As I referenced, you've now got lots of different functions. Where did it begin?
So it's a good question. So actually, we began in a kind of a different space where we were making an app for self-directed investor. So the first iteration of Hard Bacon was an app that would connect only to your brokerage account and do portfolio analysis. So it's quite different than what we've become. But one of the constant at Hard Bacon is that we wanted to make it easier for people to make financial decisions. So it's still the case, but we've evolved quite a bit since the beginning.
On the comparison site side, you offer a service that is very common out there. How would you say Hard Bacon's comparison functionality is different from what people could get with other sites?
So that's a very good question. So a lot of those sites, you know, do the same thing. They aggregate information about credit card, mortgage, insurance, and so on. And then you have filter and you're like, okay, like let's say for credit card, I'm looking for a low interest credit card and so on. And you can, some of those websites, including ours, you can say like, okay, I spend that much in groceries and fuel, and then it calculates the reward you would get from different cards. So up to that point, what I described is quite common. Where we differentiate at Hard Bacon is that you can actually connect your bank account and your credit card. And instead of trying to, you know, input stuff in the filter and get the best card, we actually look at what you're doing right now, and we tell you which card would be the most beneficial. And I'm talking about credit card, but we do it for all the verticals we're in. We're, you know, having access to the current accounts, whether it's a bank account or an investment account.
If we take the credit card example, it could find, for someone who carries a balance, it would say, wait a sec, you actually never pay your credit card off in full, so you do not need a rewards card. You need a low rate card. Is that an example your site, your app will actually make that recommendation?
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that we do is our recommendation. Like oftentimes, like even much bigger company, they will recommend just the card that the credit card company that paid them the most. Like our recommendation is really based on our algorithm, based on, you know, the behavior of each individual. And we recommend product also for which we don't have partnership to make money. So because at the end of the day, we think that doing the right thing for the user will pay more on the long term. And so far we have partnership with a lot of the industry players. So it's not such a big deal when we have to recommend a product for which we can't monetize, because that's the business model of all of those sites, is that when you open an account, the comparison website get paid.
Right. Of course. On the budgeting app side, those are typically fee for service. Like you pay a membership and then they go in and I'm talking Mint or Quicken. They scrape all your accounts and bring it together. How do you make money on that side of the business?
So I mean, there's two models. So like YNAB, which would be the one that is a paid product, has the make money on subscription. Most of the other ones are actually free, including us. So we make money, but with a recommendation. So if you start budgeting with Hard Bacon, you connect all your bank account and credit card, that's kind of a commitment, and you're going to come back over and over to Hard Bacon. And also we have data to give you personalized recommendation that will help you save money. So basically it costs us a little bit money of providing the service, but we monetize through the offers.
One of the differences with Mint and You Need a Budget is that You Need a Budget has a much stronger budgeting functionality. They have you assign every dollar a job, as they say. And I can see the real benefit to that. Is the Hard Bacon budgeting app set up in a similar way, or is it principally a tracker?
So that's a good question, and we thought long and hard about it because we YNAB kind of forced zero based budgeting. Mint doesn't, you know, it's more passive in terms of budgeting apps. So we kind of have a role where if you are a fan of zero based budgeting, you can budget 100% of your revenue, and we think it's a good thing. And if you're just a less active user that just wants to have kind of an idea but is not so intense, you can use Hard Bacon more of a tracker, or you can have, you know, a budget that is not 100% of your revenue, but it's still better than no budget. So we kind of took a hybrid approach where, you know, people that want to do zero-based budgeting can do it with Hard Bacon, but if you're not into it, you can still use it.
There is a tremendous amount of inertia in the financial services sector. People stay with their banks for a lifetime, even if they aren't happy with the service. And I don't mean everybody, but the majority. How do you encourage people to step outside of those walls where banks are already offering investing apps and spending apps and tracking apps and all those apps in a way that has a client be able to bring different accounts together through an app like Hard Bacon? I can imagine that's a hard sell to get people to leave the hallowed halls of the bank they've been with since they were 10.
Yeah, so that's true, especially in Canada, that people don't really want to switch bank account. And we found like, and we do lead generation for checking account, but people don't switch. So this is not the big moneymaker for us. But people are more and more shopping for the best product for them and the cheapest. And, you know, so what we found is that people will stay at their bank for the checking account, which is the most sticky because you get your paid directly there. But for credit card, you know, brokerage and other services or even mortgage, people will shop around. And, you know, an app like Hard Bacon allows you to stay, let's say, with your traditional bank for a checking account and have other accounts a little bit at different institution and still have the global picture. So I wouldn't say people don't switch, but it's true that they're not switching on the checking account side.
30 seconds or less. Tell us why it's called Hard Bacon. I love crispy bacon. I don't know if I like a hard bacon.
So it comes from the saying, you know, like cold hard cash. And actually, I wanted to name the company hardcash.com. And I went to buy the domain. Obviously, it was like a domainer that wanted to sell it to me for tens of thousands of dollars. So I was looking for a synonym of cash. So bacon is one because, you know, bring home the bacon.
Yes.
So Hard Bacon was $9.99. So it was a good deal for me. And people, it makes people smile.
Right. Because they kind of have to process what the holy heck that means.
Yeah.
Julien, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Julien Bro is the CEO of Hard Bacon. Check out this app. There's a lot of different functionality there and a bit of a different way in on helping you to get a better handle on your money.